So I want to continue along in this Sim Kufpei test. The next few sifim, which we'll do today, you know, I apologize a little bit. It's like yesterday. It's very technical. I mean, if you saw the Maamar Kamos. By the way, I sent out the next batch, you know, to finish up. That we'll do for next week. And that'll be the end of the simon. We move to more Lamaisa type stuff. But here, a lot of the things we're mentioning in this shir today, basically five or six major points in the next three sifim. Again, I have to do a lot with technical stuff. Some of the shots and parts are quite long. And, you know, we don't have to emphasize every little detail. Try and, you know, understand the basic points in a sense. And, you know, again, we don't have these type of unusual vestas like we talked yesterday. You know, Dilug and 15, 16, and 17, 3 months in a row, 15, 16, and 17, all these kind of things, which are, you know, not really, no good that much lemaisa. But anyway, it's in the Shohar, so I don't want to not do it. The first point that we begin with, you know, and we're up to Sif Yud Gimel. The first point that we begin with is that something that the writer makes in the Balei Nefesh, again, the same Shaar Tikkun HaVestus in Sif Gimel, source number one. He makes the point, Ushar HaVestus Ein Tlui B'yomim, Kvar Manu Shechoshes Alein B'chol Oso Ono. Okay, now we've discussed that in the past, right? You have to, you know, you're Choshesh, for an entire Ona, and Ona meaning the unit of either day or of night. That's what the Ona means in this case. So he says, well, that means if she normally sees in the Ona called Lila, then she has to be Choshesh in the Ona called Lila, and, you know, same thing in the Ona called day. And he says, V'im rosa shalosh pamim b'yom, v'arvias b'layla, or shalosh pamim b'layla, v'arvias b'yom, Choshesh b'yom u'b'layla, now listen to what he says carefully. Okay, again, he says if she saw three times during the day, and whatever the Vesa Chodesh or Vesa, we'll assume now Vesa Chodesh, keep simple. Okay, you know, she saw three times in a row on the 15th of the month, whatever. Okay, and she saw it during the day, so then she has to be Choshesh the following month during the day, right? Because what the rabbi seems to be saying is, you know, that's when you're choshish, and that's fine. But he says, "Im rosa shalosh pam b'yom rivishvada o shalosh pam b'lada rivishbiyom choshesh es b'yom uvalayla mechashash habezes harishom and mechashash hashinish yo'achron." The implication of that statement is, and the rabbi seems to be saying, that in order to be koveya avesis, it has to be in the same ono. But let's talk about the vesa chodesh, right? The yom chodesh. So 15th, let's say. So it's not enough she saw each 3 months or three times in a row 15. It has to be three times in 15 during the very same owner, either day or night, whichever it is. You hear that already is at least to my mind, not so clear in the Gemara. Okay, but that's what he's saying. He's saying if she saw three times on the 15 during the day, and then the fourth month she's on 15 at night, so the following month she'll be closer to 15 during the day because that was established three times, and during the night also because the last time was during the night. You follow? And that day, Riyah was never undone, right? You hear the point? So again, let's read that line. The second line. V'im rosa shalosh pamim b'yom v'arviyas b'layla. O shalosh pamim b'layla v'arviyas b'yom. Choshesh is b'yom b'layla mechashash habesis harishon. Because the first time, I mean, that's been established. So it sounds like they're having to say that to establish habesis has to be the same owner of that day. Of that 24-hour day, okay. Okay, she saw alternating day and night, shalol seder. Oh, she saw rishon b'yom v'shalol shachonis b'layla. Oh, rishon b'layla shalol shachon b'yom. Oh, shalol zev shalol zech choshesh lachon b'vad. Implying you don't, here the point of the rabbi is implying you don't establish the vessels unless you have three times in the very same three consecutive times in the same owner. Okay, that's the point here. Okay, in other words, if she sees only at night, she's only concerned at night the next month. She saw three times during the day, once at night, then she's be choshesh for both day and the night. The day because the vessel was established, and the night because that was the last time. Like any other situation, you see once, you choshesh the following month, that same time. You follow? So that's an important point. Shulchan Aruch brings us here, it's if you'd gimel by us, it's in Kuf Pei Tes, so it's two. Ein Aisha Kavash Lavesis. Afilu rosa shlosha rosh chodesh zeh or zeh. Okay, he gives the example. I give 15. He gives rosh chodesh. It's three times rosh chodesh zeh or zeh. Ela in kain yu kulam ba'ona achas. Unless they're all three in the same time. Bayom of a layla. right? And then he just spells it out. Mimrasa shalosh pam biyom varis b'layla. Oh, shalosh pam b'layla varis b'yom. So this is exactly the rabbi said. Okay, choshesh biyom uvalad mechashash versus rishon uvechashash shen shu achon. Mimrasa pamayim biyom pamayim b'layla shalosh seder. Meaning, below cover echa the parentheses, which the rabbi doesn't have. We look at the parentheses in the shohar. Below cover echa mehen gimel pamim. Okay. Oh, shit. Even though it was the same day, it was the 15th, or it was Chodesh, but it wasn't the same owner three consecutive times. Oh, Shatir, or Yishon HaBiyom, or Gimel HaKhonet Balayla, or Yishon HaBalayla, or Gimel HaKhonet Biyom, or Shalosh Bezeh, or Shalosh Bezeh, or Sheshes LaKhonet Bilvad. Okay? So that's the Shulchan Paskins like this, Ravid. Now, the topic here is the Vesim HaChodesh. The question is this true by Haflaga also? Okay? As we also say that the Haflaga is also to the same owner. And that's going to make a difference because, you know, in other words, it'll only work to establish our flogger, if it's an odd number of days, right? It's only going to work to create our flogger because it has to be the same owner. So let's say you establish 20 days, 40 owners or whatever, right? In other words, it won't establish anything, even a flogger, right? In other words, is that correct? Yeah, because even we'll end up being a different Havloga. One, two, right? day, night. It'll be a different owner. Okay, so that's not clear. So that's what the Piskachuvah talks about here in Simchat Tes. Okay, again, this is talking about the case of the Ravi. The case of Shulchan Aruch was, as the Shulchan Aruch said, Rasa Shlosha Rosh Chodesh Zachazet was the Yom HaChodesh. Okay, but Piskachuvah discusses whether it's true for a Vestas Havloga. See, quotes another Behuda, who quotes B'Shem Gol Echad. I don't know who he's referring to, but he quotes him B'Shem Gol Echad. Shekosav da'afti b'shulchan aruch kosav din zeh b'rosa gimel shchodesh hu adin b'vesta afloga. De'ein ha'vestas kavua av shu b'gimel afloga shovim im ein ha'shovim b'onos yom o'v'layla. So this Gadol Echad that the Rebbe Yehuda quotes, the same as shu b'vesta afloga, okay? And he says, and therefore, even Cain, hod the isha b'shas who poskim the isha kavah z'vesta afloga yom v'shovim hu gam came b'aflogos onos shovim. By Vesa Chodesh, you have to, even if you didn't establish the Vesas, but you have to be Chodesh the following month for that date. Okay? That's the question. Anyway, so Nodi Huda disagrees with this. Nodi Huda says, well, who's Al Cholakol? Nodi Huda himself says it's not correct. And he says, when it comes to Vesa Floga, it's a distance of the days and not a din of the day itself. When it comes to Vesa Chodesh, what do we assume causes the Re'iyah, so to speak, causes the Re'iyah? The arrival of that day. Okay, so the Mela, I got to distinguish between whether it arrives in the morning, or in the daytime, or the nighttime. However, when it comes to Vesa Floga, we concern ourselves only with the intervening days. Right, Vesa Floga, it's once the intervening days have passed, then she gets her period. Doesn't matter, it could be a night, could be a day. That's what the Nodi Huda himself says. All right, he says, couple lines here. Who's Al Cholakov? So now let's see. It's about 3, 6, 7 lines on the top. Avol inyan cheshbon hafloga chashvina yom muflog lifi misparo beinim hoya rishim and muflagis b'yom uveinim hoya b'layla lo mashkechinim b'zeh. Okay. I mean, it's zeh darko kishamagi yom ha muflog mirishon akachmos b'yom darko liros. All right. So that's the Nodi Huda, and he distinguishes, as I say, between Vesa Floga and Vesa Chodesh. Towards the end, the Pesach Chuvah himself says, "Hanira the Kavanoso lechalik the Dafk Vesa Chodesh lo chashina kam richum riyah hakademish ari Vesa Chodesh lab mitam hafloga." The Vesa Chodesh is not a din that a whole month has gone by since the last week. It's not a matter of the intervening time. It's a matter of the arrival of that day. Osa yom b'chodesh hu agorim im kain. Then yesh lidon im im halayla v'hayom. But then it makes a difference. Al Vesa Afloga, the Chashvina Kamahe Rachok Miriyah Kodemes Chashvina Vimis Prayamim. Okay, so that's what he says. According to Rabbi Huda, It's only the number of intervening days that matters. Okay. So even if the two cycles are different owners, it doesn't matter. That's a little bit, okay? An important point. The Shulchan Harav disagrees. In this Hernar Simon Kuk Pei Test, you've got in Lamed Vav, all right, Beyom Belailo. He says, Imras the Bersh Chodesh Echad Belailo, Bebeis Beyom Begimel Belailo, O Beyom Lo Kavala Veses. Right? If you saw it three different times, Lo Kavala Veses. She'ena Shekavaz Veses, El Be'onos, and so on. And then he writes, the second, third line, man, look what he says, Af Beveses Haflogos, Mechashim Me'ono La'ono, V'lo Me'yom Le'yom. Kigon, Imras the Belailo, Ubisof Chof Beyom, Shenimtso Mem Onos, Meri'il Re'ia, Im Onos Ruiz Atzman, Hare Mem Onos, Asnios, Kalos Belel Chof Aleph, Vashish Beyom Chof, and so on. The Kavala Vessel of Mem Onos. And basically, Vessel Afloga is not so much a number of days anymore, but a number of Onos. So if it's a Afloga is 25 days, it's 50 Onos. Right? That's the. So Shulchan Arav basically disagrees. He says that by Aflogas also comes. All right? And so does the Rosh Hashulchan. Rosh Hashulchan, Sifchav Hei, 5. Kol Kviyas Vessel Yom Tzichleos, Kol Arias Bona Achas. Okay? Kul Aviyom, Kul Valaila. But mitzvah malah mitzvah yom. It's even b'yom shel achar lailo shehum yom echad. He says even if it's the day following the night, which is the same halachic day, vayerav avuk, it's the same halachic day. You kol makom lekavala veses beino choshesh ela achro. You only have to worry next month about the most recent riyah. Kedin veses beino kavu shechoshesh lo. So again, I'm not going to read everything in here, but if you look in the essence of chav hey, it's if chav vav, he says the Rosh Hashulchan says. Okay, so he quotes on the Yehuda, but towards the Yavar Isil Echad Regdolim, look the last couple of lines. He brings a raya from the Rosh Hashulchan, that's something we saw also. Okay, but anyway, at the end, he writes, Ra'isil Echad Regdolim, Shekosav. The Beveses Afloga Lo Chashin Lezman Ono V'Tmihani Al Zeh When It Is Daiti Nira Ikar Kemo Sheh Kosafti. So that's Rosh Hashulchan to apply to Beveses Afloga too. Okay, so that's I guess point number one for today. Point number two, something else regarding the Beveses Afloga and Beveses Chodesh. Let's take a look in the Ramban Hilchos Nidah Ramban Parakei. So that's point. Okay, that's point number one in Sifyud Gimel. Good. Moving on now to the Ramah in Sifshid Gimel. The Ramah makes a ruling based on the Ramban. The Ramban here has in Hilchos Nidah Ramban Parak Hey Halacha Chaf Aleph Oz Chaf Aleph 6. Lolam Choshesh Lebeis Chasos Lalolu Lebeis Chodesh Ula Haflaga. Good, the big two, right? Ad Sheikbal Echad Mem Gimel Pomer Kedino until one becomes Kavua. Okay, good. Ketzad Rasa BeEchad BeNisan UbeChaf Bo. Okay, she saw on the first of Nisan and the 20th. Then she has to be choshesh on the first of Iyar because of the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If she didn't see, then choshesh la Tisha B'Av. She'll have to be worried about the 9th because that's the afloga, the 20. Because from day 1 to 20, next time is 20 till 9, right? 10 and then 9, yeah, okay. Anyway, rasa b'tesbo, o shelo rasa b'Av. If she saw the 9th, or even she didn't see on the 9th, Choshesh al Chaf Iyar, she still has to be Choshesh al Chaf Iyar because she saw on Chaf Nisan. Shem Mei Choshesh Tikba Vezet, Kar Rosh al Chaf Nisan. Mekachi Choshesh al Shneim. She'll have to keep being Choshesh for both. Ad She Tikba Vezet Afloga Vidal Rios, which we discussed already. In order to make a Vezet Afloga, you need 4 Rios, because 3 Aflogos, yeah. O Vezet Chodesh Begimel. O She Titahera Echad Bakir's Pamachas. Okay, or if one jumped all together. We'll get back to that. Rasa be'echad benisan, the shamra be'iyar, okay. The low rasa mutal shanshu shoshim and shayin echad shavesa sirug ad shetirabo. That we spoke about when the sirug she skipped a month. Remember, she skipped a month. She saw shchodesh nisan, but didn't see anything on iyar. So you don't have to be choshesh and sivan. Because the Vesa Sirug is only when she sees you next time. But we talk about that with the Vesa Sirug. So again, the Ramban says, yeah, fine. Okay, that we talked about yesterday. Now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch here, continuing in Simkuf Petah Sifyud Gimel, the Ramah, 7. Good. Okay. Here's a mistake on the sheet, and I apologize. So make a correction in your notes. And you know, when I print the Shulchan Aruch, if you go onto the Bar Ilan database, unfortunately, I don't know if we should find a way to get this bug out. When you print on the Shulchan Aruch, so it has every, you know, look in a regular edition of Shulchan Aruch, you have a small aleph for the Magen Avraham and a small aleph for the Taza, so then a different aleph with a bracket for somebody else, and a different aleph for the Mishnah Berurah. You know, one's in parentheses, and one's in brackets, and one's underlined, and one's got a shmitchik over it, you know. So when you look at the Bar Ilan, that's how it comes out on the paper. Okay, and it's just very hard to read. So when I print up these papers, I simply try to cut out all the footnotes, so to speak. I wish they'd find a way to make those things a smaller or something, a different font, but they don't. It can be confusing. Anyway, I fell in over here because you look in the middle of the second line in 7, it says Lo Rosa Be'echad Be'ir. That's not correct. That Lamed Aleph is telling you the Lamed Aleph of the Shach. That's not the word Lo. You know what I'm saying? It should say Rosa Be'echad Be'ir because all right, the O Lo Rosa Po. So I'm just telling you that Lamed Aleph needs to come out. When I was checking it, I didn't see it so carefully. I thought, okay, it's just the word Lo. And I thought it was a footnote, but it's not. It's footnote. I thought it was a part of the text. It's not. Footnote Lamed Aleph, telling you to look in the Shach Lamed Aleph, which we'll see momentarily. But anyway, that word Lo in the second line of 7 doesn't belong. All right. Anyway, so Rosa Be'echad Be'er, O Lo Rosa Bo, Choshesh Lotes Be'er. Okay. Now we'll see. The Shach Tak in Sukkot Lamed Aleph is going to argue on that. Okay. Because what he says is, if you saw the first of Be'er, or you didn't see, he still has to be choshesh on the ninth of Iyar. Okay. The Shach is going to say, no, if you did see on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then you don't have to worry about the ninth anymore. Okay. Because you already saw on the first. Okay. Which we'll come back to. The Shach, we'll come back to that. Anyway, Shu Yom Chav, Mirius Yom Chav Shurasa, Rasa, Betes Biyar, Olo Rasa, Choshesh Asim Iyar, everything we said, Shema Kavasa, Vesa Chav Lachodesh, Shai Rasa, Esim Lachodesh Nishan. And so on. You know, it's all quoting the Ramban. Okay, now that is the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramban. Okay, so So I'm all passing like this from Ramban. Okay, the Taz. Okay, and the Shach, the Taz in Yud Ches, the Shach in Lamed Aleph, discuss the following question. Okay. What if she saw on the first of Nisan and on the 20th of Nisan, okay, and then she saw again on the first of Iyar? Does she still have to be choshesh on the 9th of Iyar for the haflaga? Okay, again, the case, she saw on the first and she saw on the 20th. So there was a 19-day haflaga. Now she taka saw on Rosh Chodesh Iyar again. So she's still, now, I don't know if it's Nogaya, it's going to be so much Nogaya, it'll be during the Shiva Nakim and stuff, but we'll concoct the case. Okay, which you have to be Choshesh is on the 9th of Iyar because of the Haflaga from the 20th. Or do we say no, once she saw on the 1st of Iyar, so that shows that her cycle is not the Haflaga, it shows that it's the Yom HaChodesh, right? She's now seeing the Yom HaChodesh, that's the question. Does she still have to be Choshesh for the 20 days? Okay, yeah.
Mathematically,
Let's say she saw not 20 wouldn't be an example. It would have to be, let's say it'd be 20. Let's say it'd be 25. Okay, so 24. And she saw on Rosh Chodesh, she saw again Rosh Chodesh, but then she's still seen. There's got to be a way to work it out. One second. She saw on the first, and she saw on the 20th. So the 9th is going to be still within the days of the first. It'd have to extend it, past the Raisa. It's going to pass the 8th. All right? It has to extend it past the 8th, which would mean... Oh no, right. The raisa would work. The raisa could work. Yeah, now. I'm not sure. Not sure if you have such a case. According to us, I don't know if it's a matter, especially now we have 12 days basically. So it would have to be after the 12th, which would mean how many days? Let's say she saw the first, and then she saw the 28th. I don't have to think it through. I have to think through that. Anyway, the Taz points out, it's a quote in your class. The Taz here says that the quotes the Torah, okay, the name of the quotes of Ramban, says even if she didn't see, and so on, she still has to be choshesh. The choshesh is choshesh mashma. Shem ros of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then ain't tzarich lachos of Tespo. Okay, they show that she saw in the first of Iyar, because that shows that in effect the Re'iyah on the 20th of Nisan was just an anomaly, and therefore she doesn't need to be choshesh on the 9th anymore. If she saw in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, if she didn't see, then that shows the Re'iyah on the 20th of Nisan was perhaps the Iker. Okay, so the Taz basically said now Lemaisa. He concludes that the Ramah is right, okay, that you know, if we have these chasos and we keep them, okay. See, that's what the Taz put in. Again, that's the addition of the Taz, okay. Rasa ve'echad, look at the second line back in the Shulchan Aruch, the addition of the Ramah. Rasa ve'echad be'ir, o lo rasa bo. Okay, Rasa ve'echad be'ir, o lo rasa bo. Yeah, just a moment. See, the Ramban didn't say that. Ramban said, did he say, okay, get Russell? Ramban says, in low rasa on Rosh Chodesh in Choshesh L'Tisha B'Av, but the Beis Yosef said if she saw Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then she won't have to be Choshesh for the ninth. And why? By Tam Sheilu Chazal Eretz Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Hainu Omrim Shari Yerushon Sherasa Rosh Chodesh Nisan He Iker Riashni Vasiva Tosef Is Damin. She had more blood that month or something. Ilcha Ena Choshesh Is Lo L'Tes B'Iyar V'Lo L'Esibo. She didn't see on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Then he goes Milsa the Esri Menisan Hu Iker B'Choshesh L'Tes V'Chok B'Iyar. With Dark Emoshe Cholakolo because of the Son Choshesh L'Stei and that's Tikva Shema Minam. She called him. She goes said Echad Gimel Pom B'Choshesh L'Stei no matter what. And the Taz agrees with the Ramah that Yafa Higia Kan Ramah Rasa Olo Rasa. The Lo Motzin B'Shum Makom last line. He's saying, the Taz is basically saying he's marich on it, okay? But he says, we don't accept. He said we don't accept this. I see. According to Beis Yosef, once she saw twice on Rosh Chodesh, okay. Because what happened this month? She saw on the first, she saw the 20th, she saw twice during that month. She saw on the first and she saw on the 20th. So the question is, which is the Iker? Because according to Beis Yosef, we want to say that we will see which one is Iker. If she doesn't see in Rosh Chodesh the following month, then it shows that the 20th was Iker, and you have to keep all that stuff. But if she took a season on Rosh Chodesh, so then it shows the other thing was an anomaly. But the Taz rejects that. And the Taz says no, and he thinks Ramah is right. If we have these chashos, then we keep them until something kavur has been established. Okay, and that's the Shach also nine. Shach and Lamed Aleph also disagrees with Ramah. I'm sorry, the Shach disagrees with Ramah. Okay, he holds like the Beis Yosef. The Taz, I think I mixed up the Shach and Taz. The Taz agrees with the Ramah, not the Beis Yosef, and he writes. Look, he writes in the top line. The Otto in Tir Gamar Shchodesh Gear V'Tespo V'Chav Chespo. Gamkin lo tipa vesa floga, esim nisan, the vanisha kama vesas, came and changed gimma floga shovels. Lo ichpas lan vasha rosa gambar shkosh ear. And Cain heich natte mikloch rias shkosh ear, so tokosh kala tes. Neche tesa that she saw in Rosh Chodesh, now we're going to uproot the concern for the ninth, not true. Came and shef shalom ala ikriyas vesas. That's what he quotes. The Prisha makes a distinction quotes the Prisha. Okay, maybe we'll leave that out for now. But it also may depend on how much dam she sees. But anyway, the Shach, that's the Taz. The Shach in Sukkot and Lamed Aleph, the funny Lamed Aleph that didn't belong in the text before, the Shach in number 9 disagrees with Arma. She says she's not Choshesh in 9 because she saw in the first. And that simply tells us, it doesn't say, it's not for the same reason. The Shach doesn't do the same reason. Okay? The Shach doesn't say, well, it shows which one is Iker. Okay? It's because she, in effect, has established a new aflaga. Okay? In other words, you don't have to worry about the ninth, because the fact that she saw now on the first, so that's a new aflaga, 12 days apart from the last 3 years, so since the ninth, since the 20th, or 10 days apart. Okay? So he agrees, but for a different reason. The Shach agrees with the psak of the Beis Yosef that if she didn't see on the ninth, if she, again, she saw on the first and she saw on the 20th, she doesn't need to be choshesh for the ninth, the afloga, because basically the ria on the first of Iyar uproots that afloga. There's a new afloga in now, right? So she has to be choshesh for that. That's what he wants to say. Okay, look a few lines, 4 lines on the bottom. Av be'emes nira ikar, dimrosa be'alef be'Iyar ain't tzarach lachos u'tesbo shevsika be'rosa ben time ain't kind of afloga says no, that afloga is yibayon. Okay, so that's what you have to keep. So that's the position of the Shach. The Piskei Tshuva, Yudbeis, says that, you know, it's some hold like the Taz, others hold like the Shach. Okay, and some make a chiluk between that, was a real Rias Dam. Okay, that's what I wanted to mention. Was it a real Rias Dam? Okay. In other words, was the Ria a regular year, then she talked to me, then she doesn't have to be choshesh anymore for the other one, because this was a new period. If it was just a kesem or something like that, then she does have to worry about the knife. That's what he said. I actually just had a case like this, a shala like that this week. Had a shala this week. There's such a thing when a woman goes on a pill or a new hormonal treatment, it's something called a breakthrough bleeding. Have you heard that? Breakthrough bleeding. But sometimes hormonally, the dam. So this woman, mamish five days after she came back from the mikveh, which would mean, I guess, 17 days since her last period. The woman was a baby, and then she's on birth control now, some other type of hormonal therapy. So she suddenly started to see dam, and it was this breakthrough bleeding. So now, let's say she was keeping the whatever the Yom HaChodesh was, does this re-account as a new re-ia so everything starts over again or not? So I think they accepted a different opinion than Halacha based on this discussion here. As I said, this is Halacha L'maisa. I think if it was a regular re-ia, okay, then she would have to keep start a new count as a new re-ia with, you know, okay, it was just a lesser time in between, a different day of the month. But if it was before the Yom HaChodesh since the last one, I think she still would keep. That's this question. She still would. I told her, I think she still has to keep the Yom HaChodesh since the last one. Okay, based on the machokas, she'd be machin and keep the Yom HaChodesh. I don't think she keep the Onabeninus since the last one. Okay, but she would have to keep the Yom HaChodesh. This issue sometimes comes up l'maisa. Okay, finally, on this point, the Taz in Sivkotin Yutes, okay, talking about Vesas Adilug, okay, this reminds us that Vesas Adilug requires 4 Riyas, right? That's as you call it, your test. I mean, we've discussed this already, but he says, Shatikva Vesach, you know, Pirish, Vashen El Nikva, Vahanim Bin Vesach Chodesh Nikva Tchilik, Gon Rosh Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Yud Dalad Beir. Okay, and then again, 2 weeks later, Chavzayim here, Rosh Chodesh Tivan Harig Hukva Vesas, Rosh Chodesh Aflogos on Nikurak Beis Pavim. Okay, V'chein Lefamim Vesa Aflogos Tchila Gon Shiras Rosh Chodesh Nisiv Yadalbo V'chav Chespo Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Again, all these scenarios. So he says we go with Chumah for this. The Lo Minik Kvar Nikva Vesas Adilog. You can't establish a Vesas Adilog until you've had 4. Of the same pattern, okay. All right. Anyway, that's the Taz. All right. That's that issue. Okay. Now the next issue, which relates to this, is based on the Gemara in Samach Aleph and Aleph, which is the next sif now. That's five cons if you're doing. Again, I'm not, I don't want to get too bogged down in this technical situation, although that just showed you that one of these cases is Aleph on Maitha. I'm sorry, this is still sif yud-gim. One other point that the Ramon makes, actually two other points Ramon makes, the sif yud-gim is a long sif. Okay, two other points Ramon makes in this sif. One is based on the Gemara in Samach Aleph and Aleph, which we've seen already a few times, right? Mesdad Dilu, 12. Eisvei. Good. That's Vesadilug. I don't have to explain that. We got that. Okay, you discussed that before. Okay. Rashi. Again. So in this case, the woman had a Vesas Kavu for day 15, then changed to day 16. The next month, so both days were also 15 because she always had the Vesas Kavu, hasn't been uprooted yet, and 16 because it's the most recent one. She then saw on day 17, okay, so 16 the following month is good. So if you close it for 15 and 17. The next month, she said day 18. So now all the other days, 15 is gone because it's been three times it's gone. 16 and 17 were only in there once and knocked out once. And so once she said day 18, all the other days are good. She has to be closer from 18, okay? That's Rashi says, all right, because Hutruk Haisalimuda, right, she always saw on day 15. So then it says Rashi spells it out. Let's look at it. Haisalimuda versus Kabul, Tesla, Shinsel, Yudvav, Zevaz, Sun, Klomar, Shagi, Tesla, Yudvav, O, Taser, Chazav, Shinsel, Shin. Okay, we understand. Hutruk Kulam, Tesla, Sharek, Akarta, social problem. 15, because now it's been out 3 months, because she saw 16, 17, 18 for 3 months, and 15 is now gone. Okay. And Tezayin Yudzayin Bechadas Dinraker. They only knocked out once because they only came in once. And Afilu Yuches Abola was Eliyud Tes. And even the following month, it's Rashi's and the 18th won't be a problem. But the 19th will be a problem. Okay. Anyway, that's the rest of the deal. Tosus points out, which we saw already, but I'm reminding you, Tosus Dira Maslava Einas Dura 14. Samach Dalam and Alapanida Einas Dura. Tosus points out. Yutamur Yosin Nami Yom Yuches. Kisinsel Yudzayin Shari Dilgo. Okay, but that was a diluk. So in the following month, the 18th to be a problem. Okay, Tosus wonders, we're not choshish. Tosus says we're not choshish for diluk for one time. Okay, a diluk, a one time jump doesn't do it. That's what we saw. Ain lochosh for diluk b'shum chada zimna. Okay, I mentioned I think yesterday that Tosus says it. Rosh Bo says it here in the Taras Habayis also. Okay, Shamina Mina by Zayin Shar Gimel 8:15. Shamina Mina the ain choshim es diluk klal. That's the dilug. You never have to worry about one time. It's only if it's been established. And here is Ramban. Okay, it's a different type of vest. It only works. It only has to be choshesh next month if you have a progression that's already been established. All right? And Beis Yosef hold this way, okay? You had dilga pam achas of time ena choshesh l'dilug, right? A progression of only twice doesn't, you don't have to choshesh at all, even the next month, even once, okay? That's his point. He agrees with everything we said. However, he does quote the Rabbi Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam not that way. The Rambam disagrees, okay? But he thinks that, Ani Omer, that it's not correct, and he doesn't think the Rambam is arguing. Okay, can read the Beis Yosef to see. How do we paskin? So this is again continuing in Sifshut Gimel 18, or more right. The Eina Choshes Vesal Dilugan Ad Sitikvano, Ketza. Rasa Tespa Venisan, Choshes Tespa Ear. Lo Rasa Vetespa Ear, Eina Choshes Vetespa. Okay, you don't have to worry for the Dilug. Okay, Rasa Tezaimbo, Shitaka saw in the 16th. Okay, they're going to have to let a Lama Dalsu come out. I missed that too. Choshes Vetespa Sivan. But ain't a choshesh is rossabo. You don't have to worry about the dilug day. Rossi zainbo, choshesh is zain betamuz. Ain't a choshesh is cheshbo. Rossi ches betamuz, that's now three times. Then, kaval of us is lugan, we chodesh, the choshesh is yotesbo. The chain to the rechzeb aflog of the dilugan, ke cholok benayim. Okay, rakish, omrim, ki bedilug chodesh, or yashonim in a minion. Remember that, Rabbeinu Chanano? We talked yesterday, right? He says, Rabbeinu Chanano, okay, that's something else. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramot, Paskins like this, because they don't ban and Tosis and the Rashba and so on. By Dilug, you don't have this notion of until it's established. Okay? Shukot Lamed Zion, the Shach points out, Tzorach Ian, that Yesh Omer, Dilug Chodesh, we are Rishonim and Aminion. Tzorach Gam, Dilug Aflog, Rishonim and Aminion. Our the first one counts too. We tried to explain that yesterday. We saw it. If you remember, we said that, well, the hafloga, it was some sort of a change, even though it wasn't an even change. It wasn't even progression. It was some sort of progression. All right. Next case. All right. An interesting scenario. Again, these are interesting scenarios. The details, I'm sorry, it's not that exciting, but I just want to get through it. Okay. Source 20, the Ramban, Parakei, Halacha Chaf Beis. This is the end now of Tifud Gimel, finally. Ramban writes, Rosa b'yom tesa b'chodizeh, u'moshcha riosa dalad yomim. Okay. She's still on the 15th, but it lasts 15, 16, 17. She's still for a couple of days. Okay. The chazer v'skila b'tazayim b'chodesh habo, Rosa b'yom tesa b'chodizeh, u'v'yud zayin shalachra b'rosa, then kfar shilsha liros b'yud zayin l'chodesh. Let's take a case. Woman saw on day 15, 16, and 17. Good. Next month, she saw 16, 17, and 18. Next month, she saw 17, 18, and 19. What's the common denominator there? All three times she saw on day 17. The first time, 17th, was the last day. And then I'm just giving an example. It could be fourth, third, whatever it is. I'm just giving an example. Okay. In the first month, she saw the 17th was the third day of Ariyah. The second month, Yud Zayin was the second day of Ariyah. The third month, Yud Zayin was the first day of Ariyah. Okay? So, Kvar Shil Shaliros, Yud Zayin Lachodesh. All right? They ain't told us about Sadil Bavad, Achit Delek Vadai. Okay? So, the Ramban says, that's basically the question here is, when it comes to establishing investors, do we go by when it begins, when the period begins, or do we count, you know, we look at each individual day? Okay? So Ramban is of the opinion that if this scenario happened and she saw three consecutive months on the 17th, she didn't start on the 17th, but it happened to be that the 17th was a day of Re'iyah all three times. So then the following month, she's going to have to be Choshesh for that day. Okay? The following month, she's going to have to be Choshesh for that day. And the Rashbo disagreed, huh?
What's the sign of that? I mean, you don't have a chazak in the sense where it's nice. Especially
if you're
with
the scenario
we
just had,
it started
from 15th, 18th,
and
we start, sounds
like you're definitely not
going to
see the
17th
the next month.
Right, but I think that's what he said. We don't, the 17th is going to be a problem unless everything, that's not the dialogue is meaningless until it's been established. That's the point. So you're right, once the dialogue is established. Mm-hmm. I think that's the answer. In other words, that's the point. The Besis Ledilug doesn't come into the mix. You can't assume. You may logically think that, but you can't assume the next month it's going to be until it does happen. Then you can tag Gabriel 17. Okay, but until it does, you can't say that it's out. That's the point. That's what Ramban says. However, Rashbo disagrees. Okay, Rashbo disagrees in the Bai Zion Shar Gimel 21. There's a lot of, the parts are biased. I mean, you know, it's one of these works that there's just a lot of action. It's like a lot of stuff in it. So the bias or by Zion Tragoli writes in 21, okay. Aton Nevar Din Khushaves Akun Sainakun in Tricha Lochos Lukol Ham Strokas Avesas, Olizmanas Kholosabad. That's the question. Okay. And he disagrees with Ramban. Look at the end, Venira Mikan, Shain Khoshan Ela Ona Ikar Has Kholoso. Okay, then the Rashbo basically says we follow the Zman Haschola, and therefore we only go by the beginning. We're not interested in the fact that it extended over several days. And that's how the Rosh also writes in Perk Tess here in Simon Gimel Hasheni. Okay, he quotes it to opinion, and he also seems to say we go by the first day. Okay, any dom she sees beyond that halachically is attributed to the first day. It took longer to discharge. I'm saying halachically, yeah, the Rosh is saying that any dom. The woman had done for 5 days, but really, as if, you know, I don't want to say it, this is like cocaine. And the rest doesn't say this, but I think this is what he's saying. When it comes to establishing investors, it's true. Most women don't bleed for one day, okay? But the blood on the third day is really a function of the first day. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the Rosh means, okay? Whatever blood she sees the next couple of days is all attributed, so to speak, to the first day. It's as if she only saw on the first day. She didn't. You know, it's like, I mean, I don't give the exact, just as a complete ka'im, okay? You ever hear the lumbus by Isho Mishum Chitza, you know, the light of fire, says, it's like everything was burnt already at the moment you lit the fire, even though it spread, right? That's a famous discussion. How do you light Shabbos candles? You came across that, right? How do you light Shabbos candles? If every moment is if you just lit it, right? That's the old shaila. If you view Yishma Shemchitza as every moment you just lit it, so if I lit the candles or Shabbos, but as long as it's burning, it's attributed to my action. So Shabbia, I said, right? That's the alumnus. I said, no, it's attributed to your action when you did it. It's as if everything happened then. All right, anyway, if that helps you understand it fine. No, that's the rush. So how do we pass? So look on the Shulchan Aruch and some Kuf Pei Tes. See if you're Gimel 23. Ramah says we paskin like the Rashbo and the Rosh, and we're only concerned with the first day. Okay, Rosa Tesa Benisan again. The next letter is out. Vimshicha Yosef Dalad Yomu Yom Tesaim Bi'er Rosa Vimshicha Yosef Gimel Yomim Uvistiven Eskil Eros Bi'Zainbo Yesh Omrim Shechol Sheshol Dilek Ulev Veses Shavet Shashil Shol Eros Gimel Pomim Bi'Zain Lachodesh. That's Ramban. Okay, Yesh Omrim She'ain Kan Veses Shavet Klal The Holchin Tamid Achar Tchilas Haraiya. Okay. Yeah, so this is also a little maisa. Okay. Anyway, that is the Ramon. That's how he paskin. That's finally the end of Sifu Gimel. Okay. And what do you have to keep? Okay. It's only a vessel deal that they worry about once that's established. Okay. However, I do want to point out that some of the modern Svarim note on this a point. If she saw before the day of the Veses Kavua, and she's expecting it on Rosh Chodesh, and she saw the 29th of the previous month, she saw for several days and it included Rosh Chodesh. So we will not say that Rosh Chodesh has been Nekar. Right? We usually that won't count towards being Oker of Veses, because Lamaisa she did see Dam. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, if she came before and included that day of the Veses, so it won't count towards establishing a Veses. It won't count towards establishing a Veses because it didn't start that day. But it also won't count towards being Oker of Veses because the Maisa she did see down that day. You know what I'm adding? Okay. All right. That takes care of that. Next case is, skip the day or the Veses changed and it went back to the way it was before. Again, I'm just following the order of the Shulchan Aruch. So now this is 6 years Dalet. 25. The Gemara says, Mishnah, Tama Gimel and Beis. Hai Salamudal is Yom Tesvah. The Shin Salios Royal Yom Chav. We've seen it many times. Zev is Asurin. Shin Salamudal Yom Chav. Zev is Asurin still. Shin Salamudal Yom Chav and Hutta Tesvah. The Kavala Yom Chav. She ain't Isha Kavas of Esa Tikon and Gimel Pomim. And the Taras Men of Esa Tikon and Gimel Pomim. We all know this. We've seen it many times. Okay? And that's the story of that. Now Rashi, now the Gemara says as follows. Okay, again, right? And you know the thing, right? She saw. And by the way, I have to remind you, we saw that mission when it says day 15. It means 15 days since the tefillah, the 22nd day since the last period. Remember that we saw that, right? So she saw on the 22nd, and she saw on the 20th, which is the 27th. She lost on both days the following month. Then she saw two times on the 27th. She still lost on both days. She saw three times. Then she's okay the first one, and so on. All right, now, the Gemara on Samach Dalam and Aleph, very bottom of the page, 27. Bottom of Samach Dalam and Aleph goes over one line to Samach Dalam base. Gemara says as follows, Tanya Kavatsar Papa. Hoy Salimuda Lios Yom Roy Yom Esrim. She always saw on day 20. The Shin Sal Yom Shloshim. The next month she didn't see on day 20, so on day 30. Then Zev is the Asurin, meaning the next month, both 20 and 30 are out, because 20 is what she always saw, so that's still in the game, and 30 because it's most recent. Good. Higia Yom Esrim of the second month, the low Rasa. Nothing happened this time on the 20th. So then Muteris L'Shamish said nothing, okay, those days are done. She's okay until the 30th. Okay? She's okay until the 30th, because that's Yechosh the 30th, because of the previous year. Yechosh Esrim Yom Shoshim. Higia Yom Shoshim of the second month, and Taka Barasa, good. Then Higia Yom Esrim of the third month, the low Rasa, Higia Yom Shoshim of the low Rasa. But now, look what happened. Here's the case. In the third month, Higia Yom Esrim of the third month, the low Rasa, good. But then Higia Yom Shoshim also low Rasa. So the next month, Higia Yom Esrim of the fourth month, okay, Barasa. Then Huta Yom Shloshim, then the 30th day is out. The Nesa Yom Esim is Orach Bezman Arba. Okay, so what's going on? Okay, so it was only established twice. Okay, good. It was only established twice, and it's Nekar with one miss. But Nesa Yom Esim is why? Because although there was a third time on day 20, even though it missed once. Okay, no, it wasn't replaced by anything the third time. So what comes out? 1 second. So what's the case again? Here, let's do it again. She sees on day 20, the next month she sees on day 30, but not on day 20. Following month she has to be kosher both days. Good. In that month she doesn't see on day 20. She's materialized that touch until day 30. If 30 came, she didn't see. The next month, day 20, she didn't see. The 30, she didn't see. Then 30 becomes mutter. So the rush. See what happened? There was a change, but she didn't. She was always limuda liros yom esrim. So 2 months in a row, she saw on day 30. But the third month, she didn't. That's the key in this case. That's the key. He gave him esrim lo rasa. He gave him shoshim lo rasa. Right. So day 20 now, for a third time, okay, for a third time. Not a third time. Yeah, there was a third time now that day 20 came and she didn't see it. Okay, however, here's the key. There's a third month in a row now that day 20 came. Okay. Right? Keep the case straight. Higiyom Esrim of the third month. Lo rasa. But now 3 months in a row, she did not see on the 20th. But the third time, she also didn't see on the 30th, meaning the missed re'iyah on day 20 was not replaced by anything. So now, and now the next month, she saw day 20, so day 20 is back in the mix. What's the chiddush? Even though three day 20s went by, which ordinarily would be okay, okay, it's not over here because the third time it wasn't replaced by anything. That's what comes out from this Gemara. Okay, that's what comes out from the Gemara. So what's, you follow the case? That's the case. So says the Rosh, yeah, you understand the case? The third, twice in, 2 months in a row, she saw on day 30 instead of day 20. Okay. Okay. Right. But the third month, she didn't see day 20 or day 30. So now in the fourth month, if she sees on day 20, then day 20 is back in the mix, even though she mixed it three times. But the third time, it doesn't count as an Akira, it sounds like, because it wasn't replaced by anything. You hear? That's what emerges in that Gemara. So the Rush in here. Okay, look in Rashi. Rashi really spells out. Look in 29. Look in Rashi. Nesayom Esim Abosh, or Lubudab Esim, Velo Akartel Shnei Pomim. Okay. Why is Nesayom Esim? That's the top line. But why is 20 back in the mix? So says the Rashi, Shahar Lubudab Esim. Okay. She always saw Esim. Velo Akartel El Shnei Pomim. It was only uprooted twice. What do you mean? It was uprooted three times. No, Sharakira Achrona, Shal Esim Achrona, Shalo Rasa, Shachar Shoshim Shtim, Lava Kirei, Sharelo Shinsa Liom Shoshim. You hear? So Rashi is explaining that the third miss, the third 20-day miss, okay, the third month that you didn't see on the 20th in a row, does not count towards the Akira because it wasn't replaced by anything. Sharelo Shinsa Liom Shoshim. Okay, that's the Nisha Arach Arach Zesha. So the 20 day came back. Okay, I'm talking here about Vesach Chodesh. That's the issue. So that's what emerged, an important point. Now the Rosh explained in Perek Tes, that's an important Rashi, 29, spells it out. You understand? The third Akira, the third step towards the Akira doesn't count because the Maisa wasn't replaced by anything. So it says the Gemara. The Rosh, Perek Dalet, the second Sim Gimel, 30. The Rosh again says that, you know, after quoting where he says, Afal Gav, I think the third line towards the end. The Afal Gav shall Rosh Shosha Pomiyom Esrim. Even though in this scenario, three times she didn't see on day 20. Lo neker yom eshim kevan shel aros yom shloshim kmo shehizkila kvar shnei pamim. Okay, v'mi'ishav dalekes vesta pam echad ubeis pam ogimo pam ve'eino roa ben timeless man acher. And then chazeres liros man havesis lo neker ves v'kach ad shetikva lo ves. It's very important. Okay, again, we don't have these things, but it's important understanding the idea of vesis, establishing and uprooting vesis. This is a key point. You don't consider the vesis to be uprooted unless it was replaced by something. That's what emerges from the rush. Okay, and the rush bo simply adds again, the bayisar of bayisayin shargimel. He said this is also true regarding vesis haflaga. Okay, the case in the Gemara, the case in the Rashi and the Rosh is one vesis achodet. It'll be the same thing with the vesis haflaga. It has to be a different day. Okay, it has to be a different thing. All right, so that's what Rashbo says. And Rabban also says it beforeish, okay, in 32, in his Kedusha. And this stuff, and this song of Donald Olive, Rabban writes, Haisel Amudal Yisrael Yom Chok, the Shin Shon Rav, Mitzani Hailish and Shmang Enam, the Vesh Haflogo, who the Chok, the Chok, the Chok. It's also talking about Vesh Haflogo. So, in 50 Adalah, the Shulchan Aruch says the following, by us, 33, Haisel Regili Rosh Yom Eshrim, the Shin Shon Yom Shoshim, is that this one? Good. Good. But here's the line. Now, you hear? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So it seems to rule this way, but if you look carefully, and this is what the Taz. The next long piece, so not where you did the shachar, because the Kesef points out 1 second. It's not like the Gemara. A little different than the Gemara. You saw you caught that? A little different than the Gemara. Okay? It says, because the Gemara's case was that in the third month, she saw neither on day 20 nor on day 30. Okay? And then afterwards, she saw again on day 20, so 20 comes back into the mix. Okay? Here, the way the Shulchan Aruch prints it, it's in the words. In la'acha shishinsa pam o pamayim liyom lamed rosa l'sof chav. Okay, it doesn't say that she skipped a month. She just said after two times, day 20 came back into the mix. Not that nothing happened. So it's a little different. Okay, you follow? In other words, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is not exactly the case in the Gemara. That's what the Taz points out. It's according to Chav Ches. L'charu negar Talmud, and he quotes the whole Gemara. It's against what the Gemara says. All right, so that's what Taz is bothered by. It's not exactly because in the Shulchan Aruch case, in order to bring Afloga back, well, that's something else. But I'm just saying it's not exactly the scenario of the Gemara. Is the point? It's not the same scenario. Look what he writes. He quotes the Rashi. He quotes the Rashi I showed you. Top of this next page. He quotes the Rashi I showed you. Sha'achar lamed hashnim shalaros alav akiri terlo shin saliyom alamed. That didn't change another day. But vim kain koshal de ramban. Lama kos shin sapam alamed veros vim chav. Lashman dayin the loik or akor rias yom chav gimopam. Vim gemar shalachanu. Ama filim akor gimopam rias yom chav. And the ramban makes it look like only two times went by, so it wasn't nekar. Our Gemara says even if three times went by, but it wasn't replaced. That's not, not the same thing. Okay? So near Latar, it's the Gemara Koya Aflogos HaChodesh. So that's what he says. No, and remember, in Aflogos HaChodesh, the same way you need four Re'ias to establish a Fes Afloga, because you have to have three Aflogas. So in order to undo, there has to be two Re'ias, a different Aflogah. You follow, it has to be a different Afloga in order to undo it. A different Afloga means two Rias, not just one time missing that Afloga. It would have to be a different Afloga, would have to be established. And that's how he wants to say it. Okay? That's the Taz. Right? You know what I'm saying? In other words, in his case, in order to bring a Afloga back, in order to bring a missed Vesel Afloga back, there have to be two Re'ias. He thinks that's what the Shulchan means. I don't see how the words exactly, but that's what he said. You follow? Just like, you know what I say? Just we said that to establish a Vesel HaFloga, you need to have three aflogas, which is four rias. Discuss that. So too, to bring a ves afloga back over here, you have to have two rias. That's what he says is going on. The shach, and the kudas akesev in 35, he says that, that's what they meant. It doesn't go with that point that the Taz mentioned. Okay, he's just saying the shach said, it just says that's what they meant. Okay, they meant what we said. It's a little fair. But he said, the Kuzak Kesef says, the Rishonim meant what the Gemara said. They didn't spell it out the same way. All right, let's turn now to the last thing. Okay. Also, based on the Ramban. It's in our sixth test book. Okay, based on the Ramban. Hilchas Nida, Perk Vav, Oz Gimel. Shin Suri also velo hush velo hishvoso. Also, if you go into Shin Suri Pamachli and Yamid, and Shin Suri Lavbeis, velo Adal, Nekar Vesarishon, ve'en lo Vesas Lazu. Okay? So you had a Vesas Kavua, and it was undone three times, even though it wasn't replaced by something Kavua, that's still enough. Okay, good. All right, two. But if Sika v'lo rasa, that's in Oz Gimel, Oz Dalet. If Sika v'lo rasa, Mishar v'lo yom chaf, Ubarka v'lo rasa, Shuvah nechaz olam, Chazdo liros, Chol shes yom chaf, Miria zu, Shadayin lo nekar v'eses. That's to the, when it comes back, okay, since it wasn't established by something kavua, so it can come back even after one time, right? And the ches, hey, rather, if Sika harbe, k'de gimel onus v'es of rasa, Shuvah nechaz olam, v'es v'eshon, said, even if he stopped a long time, it's a year, but goes by. But she never had three, never had a new vessel established, so the old vessels come back with one time. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, from Kupay Test, 37. Shin Suriyos Aloshuasam Kagon. Shashinza Pamachas Liom Lamid, Vashin Lamid, Vashin Lamid, Nekar Vesarishon. But Ve'en Lo Vesas Klal. Now she doesn't have it because it wasn't replaced by Vesas Kavua. And therefore, Vimchaz Aliras Be'on Vesas Arishon, Chaz Likdos Arishon, Vimchazaz Atomim, Achiyakon and Shalosh Palmim. It can come back with one shot. Well, then, if Sikon or Shalosh Onos, Vimchaka Chazarach Liras Be'on Vesas Arishon, if she stopped three full Onos, even a year, right? That's the ruling in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So if she sins the real self and it wasn't a set number of days to make a Vesas Kavua, the Vesta Rishon is Nekar, okay, but she then sees on the day of the original Vesta, so she's Chozer and Kovei those days, even after one time, until it comes Nekar three times. The Taz, Sikot Chavtes, Sikot Lamed, again, the details. Shin Tzuri Yosef, Zek Koy Gam, Kana Yishai Sala Vesta Yom Chav, just explaining what the case is. Let's see what else. The Pesachei Tshuva. Okay. She doesn't come back to original verses. Yeah, the Pesachei Tshuva in Sukkot and Tezvav quotes a funny or an unusual Chavis Das. He says, you have to have an enormous hafloga. From 1 month, you know, have to keep it, could be 6 months or whatever. They have to keep that haflaga. I would say it's not so clear it was a new pattern started. Okay. The Shach quotes the Marshal. All right, Machok Shach Tara. The Tara defends the Marshal. You know what? I think we'll just let's just read the list. We'll leave that out to the Tara now. He disagrees about this day coming back one time. Let's move down to 42 because I want to finish this up right. The Ramban in Ozvav, right? Kakir is Vesa Floga, Kakakir is Vesa Chodesh, and Ozecha Sheshli Yomo, Okay, if you're oker versus aflogo, or yosef versus chodesh, you have to be choshesh liyomo, meaning ketzav. Ha'isa limuda liros for chodesh, or avar rosh chodesh lorasa, as a choshesh liyomo chodesh abo, and shavu gimor rosh chodesh. Avar lorasa ain't a choshesh liyomo, but chazer rosh chodesh, chazer versus kol. Again, it can return after one time, if it wasn't replaced by anything. Okay, if it wasn't replaced by anything, it would return after one time. And when it comes to akiris versus, if she sees on Rosh Chodesh, then she doesn't see. So she's Chostesh on Rosh Chodesh until she didn't see three times. Okay. One second. Yeah. So if she sees it, and then she sees on Rosh Chodesh again, it's closer to Komo. Okay. You get the case? That's. Right, let's see Shulchan again. Ketzer dina kirdas shoshosh ketzer. Ha'isav gilat shoshosh. Avol shoshosh v'rasa. Chazan shoshosh v'chibur. Avol shoshosh v'chibur. Avol shoshosh v'rasa. Ein chazan chazan v'rasa v'shoshosh chazan v'rasa. Okay, all right, you got it. It can come back. In other words, if it wasn't replaced by anything, it can come back even after one time. Okay, and yeah. All right, that's the sifim. Next time we'll talk when we start talking about the Vesaguf, the Kvitzas, and other things like that. So that and then, again, I want to finish the Simon, but we'll talk about Vestas for an older lady and for Muberis and so on. That, so that'll be a little more, okay. Again, I'm sorry, these last couple seem very technical, not so much the mice, but again, a couple of important things that emerge. I think I'm going to get this straight in terms of establishing a Vestas if it does come up. And they did with these different owners, or if she sees another ear, does it uproot the concern of the previous ear? Then that can be Levice, as I mentioned this week. Okay. All right, we'll stop over here. All right. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.